The sell-off's getting worse. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow now plunging 820 points on top of an even bigger nosedive Friday. Percentage-wise, the Nasdaq's drop is even worse this morning. It's down more than 400 points, nearly 4%, as crypto values also plunge. Bitcoin down about 20%. Other digital currencies falling even more, but at the pump, AAA has gas up another fraction.
The national average has gone up 34 of the last 35 days. We're now on a 17-day streak, staying above $5 a gallon for the past 3 days.
And Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble outside a station where regular is over $6 in Chicago. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot is holding its second hearing just underway, focused on former President Trump.
He ignored the will of the voters. He lied to his supporters and the country, and he tried to remain in office after the people had voted him out.
Democratic Committee Chair Benny Thompson, they just played numerous clips of the former president calling out his alleged fraud from the election even before the election. Former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien was supposed to testify this morning. He canceled a short time ago. His wife is in labor. His lawyer will read a statement instead. There's a compromise deal in the Senate on proposed new gun control legislation.
The provisions the bipartisan group of senators settled on enhances red flag laws and school safety and funds mental health initiatives. It does not raise gun buying age, but increases scrutiny of teenagers purchasing guns.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a sheriff's deputy shot dead last night in Wicomico County, Maryland, while trying to arrest a fugitive now in custody. In Cloverleaf, Texas, outside Houston, a 7-year-old boy was killed late last night, hit by a bullet as he slept in his bed. Police say someone fired shots into the home from a car outside. Why, they don't know yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While that House hearing probes last year's Capitol riot, two more Trump supporters accused of taking part go on trial today.
A federal judge will hear testimony in the bench trial for Kevin Seafried and his son Hunter, who prosecutors say were, quote, aggressive and active participants in the Capitol riot on January 6th last year, noting that they were among the first rioters to enter the building. A bench trial means a judge, not a jury, will decide the outcome. Kevin Seafried made headlines when widely published photos showed him walking the halls of the Capitol carrying a Confederate battle flag. Both of the men joined other rioters who confronted Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, who has been hailed as a hero for leading the mob away from the Senate chamber. Goodman is expected to testify. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The judge hearing that case, Trevor McFadden, is a Trump appointee who's been critical of the way prosecutors have handled some riot cases. Back in April, he acquitted a New Mexico man on riot-related misdemeanor charges. It's not quite summer yet. That'll start next Tuesday. But it already feels like the dog days in a lot of America.
Heat records are expected to break this week from New Orleans to Tulsa to Phoenix, as weather watchers say heat will be high and even excessive in the state of Arizona, where the National Weather Service advises it could reach 114 degrees this week. A horse walking in a New Orleans funeral procession collapsed and died Saturday, likely due to heat exhaustion. The heat warnings extend as far north as central Nebraska. Eben Brown, Fox News.
There's an update on monkeypox. British health officials have detected another 104 cases in England, where it's the biggest outbreak beyond Africa of a normally rare disease related to smallpox. There have been more than 1,200 monkeypox cases in 28 countries, including the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.